Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Across from me is Linda Teener. She's the executive director of UFM. We were talking earlier about the 50th anniversary of UFM that started right here in Manhattan back in 1968. The fall catalog for UFM is out. A lot of different places that you can go and check that out. Of course, you can just drop by UFM headquarters, basically just right across from the Business Administration Building on the campus of K-State there on Manhattan Avenue and by Thurston. And Linda, we were talking about the new catalog and just all the different things, all the different classes that you can take. I mean, there's just such a focus on education, but not necessarily in a traditional way, but really just kind of a more focused way with some of these different specialties.
Well, we are in the business of connecting people who want to learn with people who want to share what they know with others, and have been doing that for a long time. We go to the community every semester looking for who wants to teach what, and then people come to us and say, I'd like to learn this, and we see if we can connect them together. And that process has worked very well for us. It's very grassroots oriented. But we have a lot of interesting classes this semester. And before I forget, you can also download our catalog from our website, and you can register for that, any class online. You can also send in a registration, or you can call and register on the phone for a class.
Easy to do.
It should be pretty easy to do. We hope it's easy to do most of the time. But some examples of classes, we have some really interesting photography classes. They're always very popular. We have one on portrait photography. We have a class on basic digital photography, and a very cool class that's coming in November is one in conjunction with the Milford Nature Center on how to shoot eagle pictures.
Class is called Eagle Eye.
Yes.
Great name for a class.
Yes. I think that lots in the community don't realize what an excellent site we have for watching eagles in the wintertime, because we have a lot of them at Milford as well as out at Tuttle. And I see them flying over my house, and I can hear them sometimes just over in the neighborhood. So you can have an opportunity to go and learn how to take pictures of those eagles and how to get good shots.
I think it was maybe a couple of years ago. It's been a while, and mainly because they're doing so much work over there at Tuttle. It's kind of hard to get around there right now. But the Blue River Trail. Mm-hmm. At Tuttle Creek, you can see some eagle nests over there for sure. I remember, and I think it was in the winter when I did see them.
Yes, you can.
Now I think about it.
Yep, you can. And that's when the eagles are here. And oftentimes in early January, there'll be an eagle viewing in conjunction again with Milford Nature Center to learn about the eagles and looking for them and how to be sensitive and aware of their needs.
Here with UFM Executive Director Linda Teener. Do want to remind folks that phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. If you have any questions for Linda, and Linda, I'm looking at some of these other classes that are being offered, and one that jumps out to me is kind of a space nerd, is a stargazing class.
Yes, we have a stargazing class, and Chris Sorensen from K-State.
Very knowledgeable. He talked to us before the solar eclipse.
Yes,
and
he did.
And he broke all that down for us.
Yes, he did. He's going to have his really cool telescopes out, and you can learn about the night sky in a very informed way. So I think that'll be a really cool class.
Very much so. I think like Mars is supposedly like really visible right now.
Oh, it could be.
Or maybe it was a few weeks ago. Yeah. I need to double check on that.
I know.
That.
I think Jupiter was really close to the moon a few weeks ago as well.
And when it comes to these classes, Linda, as far as, you know, folks are probably hearing us talk about them, be like, this all sounds really great. Mm-hmm. I know how to get the catalog. I know how to look up the classes. But as far as actually enrolling and what that process is, if there's any cost, just kind of some of those sort of housekeeping things.
Well, UFM is totally self-supporting, and there is at least a small cost for every class that we offer, or we have a class that's underwritten so that we can offer it free. But our courses tend to be pretty affordable. A lot of them are in the $15 to $20 range. We have scholarships available for youth classes. So if you want to bring a child to a class, then we can scholarship them in to participate in that. So the cost of the class varies with the cost and the expenses of that class. So if the instructor is getting a stipend, then we have to add that in. If we have to pay for space rent, if there are supplies, we add that all in. But we try to keep the classes as affordable as we possibly can.
And when somebody's like, okay, sounds great. Now, when it comes to the time commitment and kind of how long the classes are, the flexibility of when the classes are, what are some of those details?
Well, most of our classes are evening and weekend classes. And we thing with offering classes is that they tend to be very practical and they vary in length. So you might have a one-time class that teaches you the basic things you need to know, or it might go three or four times, or it might go the whole semester. It just depends on how much you want to learn, how detailed the class is in the process of learning those things. They tend to be very practical, very hands-on. So, for example, we've got a class on glass etching and alcohol inks, and you will come and you will use the products and you will leave with some samples of things that you have made using alcohol inks. With the glass etching class, you will actually etch something and learn the process so that you can go home and do more things. Maybe you want to make Christmas presents or something with those things.
And another thing I'm looking at some of the classes offered through UFM is a lot of language classes. And I know that, you know, some folks, and I have some family that's kind of like this, some extended family sometimes, that when we're out in public and they'll hear other people speaking different languages and they'll just kind of like roll their eyes, being like, you know, why don't they just speak English, that sort, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But I wish I knew other languages, because a lot of folks out that are bilingual, like, there's such an intelligence that you have to be able to speak two different languages. Mm-hmm. And I'm always, honestly, when I come across that in public and hear people speaking other languages, I'm actually more jealous than anything. It's like, wow, I wish I could speak two different languages, mm-hmm. but I guess that means I need to sign up for a UFM class.
That's true, you do. It's good for your brain at any age to learn a new language. And probably in the United States, we are more language challenged than most other nations because we are fairly English-centric. But we do have, this semester, we have a basic sign language class. Always fills very quickly. And then we're offering French and Chinese, both conversational this semester. We are looking for a Spanish teacher. We always need a Spanish teacher. That's probably our most requested class and the one we have the most trouble filling. So if somebody is interested in teaching a Spanish class for us, they just need to call us. Or any other class. We're in the process of finding classes for spring now. All you need to do is call us, or we have an information form on our website. If you want to teach a class, you fill out the little form, and then we'll get back to you and talk about what it is you want to teach and how we can make that happen.
And when do the classes start?
Our classes start throughout the semester. So we have classes that have already started. We have classes that will start in September. The Eagle class, for example, starts in November. And we will have classes running up until early December. And then we kind of take a break. The new catalog will come out the first week in January or so. And then by the middle of January, we'll have classes going again for the spring semester. And we do three catalogs a year. We do fall, spring, and summer catalogs.
Here with Linda Tiener, she's the executive director of UFM celebrating 50 years. Just looking at some things coming up on October 9th at 7 p.m., Lou Douglas lecture with Carolyn DeWitt will present a lecture on the importance of voting with the emphasis of the young voter. Very, very important thing there. And also just going back to the 50th anniversary of UFM, exhibiting K-State Student Union and Kemper Gallery from October 7th to November 3rd. There'll be an opening reception on October 12th from 3 to 5 p.m. Also celebrate 50 years of UFM, co-sponsored with the Discovery Center. That'll be November 3rd from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Here with Linda Tiener. And Linda, we just got maybe about 3 minutes mm-hmm. left, and just celebrating 50 years. I mean, if you just kind of want to share some of your more treasured memories being involved. How long have you been involved with UFM?
Oh, gosh. Well, I taught my first UFM class, I believe it was 1971 or 72.
So right there at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been the director for 28 years.
28 years.
28 years, yeah. Yeah. Seen lots of things, lots of changes through the years at UFM. But I think the thing that keeps coming to mind is how the community embraces that. And UFM would not exist were it not for the community. Because it's the community that teaches the classes, it's the community that takes the classes, it's the community that participates in our other events and activities. And so we are very thankful that we live in a community that values education of all kinds, and that short, quick learning skills is important to them, and sharing things, and even just a discussion group about issues So we do all kinds of things at UFM.
Just a couple minutes left, then. Mm-hmm. Wanted to mention a couple other things that some classes listed here that just, you know, caught my eye. Stumped by social media. That's a good one. That's a very timely one.
Yes.
And even understanding your iPhone.
Yep. Well, we have a whole new section of the catalog called Lifetime Learning that allows anybody to take the classes, but kind of highlights the focus on older adults and things that they are interested in. And social media boggles my mind.
It does for me sometimes, and I grew up with it.
Yeah. And how to use your phone, whether it's an iPhone or an Android, how to use that, how to take advantage of photos, Facebook, other kinds of things that are all around us. And the older you get, the more you want to connect with those things as your family doesn't live nearby. And all your kids and your grandkids are doing social media, so it'd be nice to know those things. So we've done some special classes for that. We have a new series that's kind of fun called Paint and Sip. It's the idea of coming and painting something in an evening and bringing a beverage that you'd like to drink. These are more art-oriented than many that you see on the market these days, so that you're learning some art theory, you're learning some painting techniques while you're actually painting, and we'll end the evening with the finished product.
Sounds fun.
It is going to be really fun.
Happy 50th.
Thank you very much. Come help celebrate with us.
We'll do. Linda Tiener, the Executive Director of UFM, thanks for coming in. Thanks to all our guests. Thanks for all of Pott County for coming in and joining us in the first half hour. If you missed it, it'll be online a little later today on demand at newsradiokman.com. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
And Brady, we have a breaking situation. This is for those who live in the River Chase Mobile Home Park, just north of Manhattan, 4440 Tuttle Creek Boulevard. They have a boiled water advisory issue that is in place now. We'll have more further details on that. It's 10 a.m.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. News on the hour, sponsored by TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kathan.
That's what we're focused on. Good deal.
President Trump threatened a tariff action.